What's up, fight fans? Welcome to the Fight Stack. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease underscore, and at Cageside Grease on social media. And this is your preview for UFC 282, Błachowicz versus Ankalaev for the vacant UFC Light Heavyweight Championship, Saturday, December 10th, 2022, T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's take a look at the co-main event between Paddy the Batty Pimblett and Jared Flash Gordon at lightweight. Again, the co-main event, Paddy Pimblett, the Batty, just 27 years of age, the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt and superstar in the making, making his pay-per-view debut out of Liverpool, England. First time on a pay-per-view for the Batty and for Jared Gordon. Again, out of Queens, New York. Started as a boxer, has a brown belt in BJJ. Paddy Pimblett, 19-3, 3-0 in the UFC, 6 knockouts, 9 submissions for the former Cage Warriors featherweight champion. Meanwhile, for Jared Gordon, 19-5, 6-4 in the UFC, 6 knockouts, 2 submissions for the former Cage Fury FC champion. Paddy Pimblett, a huge star in the making, just mentioned that 3 in a row to start his UFC career, all by finish. The last one was against Jordan Levitt in July, a knockout and 2 rear naked chokes for Paddy the Batty so far. As for Jared Gordon, he beat Leonardo Santos in his last bout. He's won 4 out of 5 after losing to former lightweight champ Charles Du Bronx Oliveira in November of 2019. Of course, Paddy Pimblett, the Batty, started training MMA at age 14. His first fight was at 17. He was inspired by that UFC Hall of Fame war between Diego Sanchez and Clay Guida. Clay Guida still going strong at almost 41 years of age. But when you look at Paddy the Batty, he has that it factor. He draws the numbers. He draws the crowds everywhere he goes. Meanwhile, Gordon, an incredible story, was a heroin addict after being addicted to pain pills, living in the streets, panhandling at 23 years old, became addicted to pain pills after a loss in his 10th fight in 2015, and a third relapse later that year found him legally dead for over 2 minutes. He was facing over 20 plus years in jail before he turned his life around. Now a recovering addict, thank God for that. Pimblett, meanwhile, has won 3 straight to start his UFC career, mentioned the 2 straight subs and the knockout. He does leave his chin out sometimes, which could be dangerous when fighting a guy like Gordon, a veteran with all kinds of experience who promises to be the toughest test yet for the Batty. He's only been tapped out once. Interesting to watch that there. The wily vet who has seen and done it all in there. Will Paddy the Batty continue his run toward global superstardom and the top of the UFC lightweight rankings, or will Flash end it all in a flash at UFC 282? That's the question as we head into the co-main event, Paddy the Batty Pimblett and Jared Flash Gordon. All right, fight fans, you're listening to the Fight Stack. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease underscore Cageside Grease on social media as we preview UFC 282, Błachowicz versus Ankalaev for the vacant light heavyweight championship in the UFC. Right now, taking a look at the co-main, Paddy the Batty Pimblett and Jared Flash Gordon. Let's take a look at the odds and numbers for Pimblett and Gordon at UFC 282 to win it outright. Paddy Pimblett, a big favorite, as you might imagine, at minus 275, while Jared Gordon coming in as a dog at plus 210. Some real value there on Gordon. More on that in a minute. Meanwhile, Paddy the Batty to win by KO or TKO is plus 250. By submission, plus 175, and by decision, plus 350. For Jared Gordon, by knockout or TKO, plus 750. By submission, plus 1400, and by decision, plus 4. Looking at the finish, in what round could this fight be finished? Well, round 1 is plus 175, round 2, plus 325, and round 3 at plus 650. The over-under, 1.5 rounds, is minus 175 on the over, plus 125 under 1.5 rounds. Paddy the Batty is the flavor of the moment. He's that rising star. Islam Makhachev, Khamzat Chimaev, Paddy the Batty right there nipping at their heels, could be as big as Conor McGregor, which he has said is his goal in his career. Gordon, meanwhile, has all the tools and all the experience and all the pain in his life that's been converted into fuel. What a story. He has the ability to get this done. The only real value here on Paddy the Batty is to parlay. You want to pick him to win, obviously, and then you have to think about the method. Will it be by submission? And Gordon's only been submitted once in his life, or will it be by KO or TKO? And then you add the round if you want to go even further. The value on Gordon is everywhere, just to bet him straight up, plus 210. But if you want to go with the parlay, Gordon would be more likely to win by KO or TKO than by submission, but there's some really good value on Jared Flash Gordon. Will Paddy the Baddie's run towards superstardom continue at UFC 282, or will Jared Gordon end it all in a flash? That's all there is, fight fans. There is no more. Thanks for joining me on the Fight Stack. You can find more fight previews as well as breakdowns of the NFL, NBA, and top college matchups on the Sports Betting Stack. Search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jim Greece, G-R-I-E-S, Cageside Greece on social media. And this was our Fight Stack preview, Paddy Pimblett versus Jared Gordon at UFC 282.